ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்போ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம் சத்குரு சரணாரவிந்தாப்யாம் நம. விவேக சூடாமணி, ஸ்லோகா 555. சைலூஷோ வேஷ சத்பாவா பாவயோச்ச யதா புமான் ததைவ ப்ரஹ்ம விச்சேஷ்டஹ சதா ப்ரஹ்மைவ நாபரஹ. ஸோ ஹியர் சங்கராச்சாரியா இஸ் கிவிங் ஏ வெரி நைஸ் எக்ஸாம்பிள். ஹி கிவ்ஸ் த எக்ஸாம்பிள் ஆஃப் அன் ஆக்டர். சைலூஷா மீன்ஸ் அன் ஆக்டர். For example, let us say that he is a rich actor. Sailushaha plays the role of a beggar, even though he is a rich actor himself. But he plays the role of a beggar in a movie and he suffers poverty. And we know that even when he suffers, as we watch the movie, we know it is only a seeming poverty. In fact, he is a rich person. And for playing the role of a beggar, he is going to get maybe more money. To act as a beggar, he is getting more money. So he is going to become even richer. And now that drama is over. He has removed the beggar's dress and he has again become the original rich actor. He continues to be rich on the stage also and outside of the stage also. If at all we have to differentiate, on the stage there was a seeming poverty and outside the stage there is not even the seeming poverty. So the presence and absence of the seeming poverty does not make any difference in the original richness of the actor. Similarly, between a Jivan Mukta and a Videha Mukta, there is no difference in their original nature at all. The Jivatvam, the only difference is what? Jivan Mukta had seeming Jivatvam. Videha Mukta, he does not have even seeming Jivatvam because body is also gone. But that does not make any difference at all. Therefore, the Acharya says, Vesha Sadbhava Abhavayoho. In the presence and absence of this Bhikshu Vesha, you know, as a beggar. So, Vesha Sadbhava Abhavayoho. In the presence and absence of this beggar's that dress, the beggar does not make any difference in the original nature of this actor. And what is his original nature? Puman. Puman means a human being, a rich human being. There is no difference at all whether he puts on the beggarly garments or not. Tathaiva. In the same way, a jnani knows, I am rich, I am infinite, I am Brahman. And the physical body is only a vesham. It is only a dress. It does not make me a real jivaha at all. It makes me only a seeming jivaha, as it were, and therefore sreshtaha brahmavith. So this great brahmavith, this brahmanishtaha, this jnani, sada brahmaiva, he does not eagerly wait to become a videha mukta anytime. He is always Brahman. Therefore, Brahmavit Sreshtaha Sada Brahmaiva. We already saw in the previous webinar the various gradations even in the Brahma. You know, Brahma, Brahma Sreshtaha, Brahma Variyan, Brahma Varishtaha, Brahmavit. All that thing we saw in the last webinar. So, he becomes a Brahmavit Sreshtaha Sada Brahmaiva. Always Brahman. Na Aparaha, not otherwise. That means what? Not a Jiva. He is not a Jiva, he is Brahman all the time with or without body. I am always Brahman, not a Jivaha. Jivatvam is a temporary Vesha. It is just only a dress or some Vesha role which does not affect me, the Jnani. Shloka 556. Yatra kvapi visirshnam parnamivatarur vapuppadanatham பிரம்மீபூதஸ்ய யதேஹே ப்ராகேவஹி tachidagninadagdham. As I read itself, you could figure out that this is not a regular meter. So, this is a Vishama Vrittam. We have already seen Samavrittam and Vishama Vrittam. We will read it like prose only. And again, there is in this text version, there is a small correction. In the Ramakrishna Amat publication, the book that, you know, I have, that I use, in that book, the first line, the last word is Patanath. But it should be Patathat. It should be better. Instead of Na, it should be a Tha. Patanath. Patanath means, Patanath is a noun. Patathat is a verb actually. So here it is a verb. Paddhatu, so parasmaipati, lot. So the pratham purushaka ekavachanam, patatu, patatat, patatat, patantu. So that is the rupam. So of course that's for only the grammar students. Now here Shankaracharya is comparing the body of a Jivan Mukta to a dry leaf. And the Jivan Mukta himself is compared to a tree. A tree is not, the body is compared to a dry leaf, and the Jivan Mukta is compared to a tree. A tree is not bothered about the presence and absence of a dry leaf on it, because the dry leaf does not contribute or benefit the tree in any way. Whatever the benefit the tree, the leaf should give, you know, all the photosynthesis and all that, it has already given as a green leaf before. You know, all these, the various processes, giving food and all those things. So, it has served the tree and now it has become ripe and it is ready to fall anytime, that tree, that leaf. So, for the tree, its continuity, the continuity of the dry leaf on it and its falling away, it does not make any difference at all. Similarly, the body will serve me until I get the four purusharthas, dharma, artha, kama, moksha, till I get all of them, the body will serve. And once the body has served the purpose of fulfilling the purusharthas, I, the tree, have become the kritakrityaha, kritarthaha, and the body has become dried up. And that too, Shankaracharya says, dried up in the heat of knowledge, self-knowledge. Like the sun making the leaf dried up. Similarly, by the power of self-knowledge, the body has become like a dry leaf. It has nothing to contribute to the jnani. And therefore, he does not bother how long this dry leaf, this body continues. And even if it falls away, he is not going to be bothered about it also. Therefore, he says, Vapuhu yatra kvapi patathat. Let this body fall anywhere in the world. Fall means fall dead. Let this body fall dead. Let this body, you know, in any place. Like what? Taroho parnam iva. Like the leaf. Parna means leaf. Taroho means the tree. So, taru. So, like the leaf of a tree, and it can fall anywhere. And that too, what type of leaf it is. If it is a green leaf, then we may have to worry, because it has to still contribute to the tree. Until jnanam comes, we have to take care of the body. We have to do all punya karmas. We have to get chitta shuddhi. We have to pursue shravanam, mananam, nididhyasanam. All we have to do. Therefore, body has to be taken care of, because it has something to contribute. Now, it is vishirnam parnam. Nothing to contribute. It has done whatever it has to do already. And therefore, taroho parnam iva. Taru means friksham. Parna is leaf. So, vishirna. Vishirna means dried. So, like the dried leaf of the tree, let the physical body fall dead. Anywhere. Doesn't matter. Brahmi bhutasya yatehe. Yatehe means for a yati. Literally, yati refers to a sannyasi. Here, a sannyasi means the one who has got total detachment. We have seen the definition of a sannyasi earlier. Sannyasi is a state of mind which is ready to lose anything at any time. That is sannyasi. We saw this definition earlier, long ago. If I have such a state of mind, I am a sannyasi, even if I am a grahastha, even if I am in a family life. But if I have this state of mind, I am a sannyasi. On the other hand, even if I am physically a sannyasi, with all kashaya, vastram, the saffron ropes, kamandalu and all that. But if I am worried about losing my all these rudraksha, kamandalu and all that, then I am not a sannyasi, even though I have the garb of a sannyasi. Sannyasi is a state of mind. Therefore, that yatihi, Brahmi Bhutasya, who has become one with Brahman, that sannyasi who has become one with Brahman, for such a jnani, prageva dagdham. The physical body has been already made dry, already, prageva already, dagdham, burned. So burned, we have to use it within quotes, it has been made like a dry leaf. It is worthless for him. It is irrelevant for him. For the jnani, the body is irrelevant because already the purpose is achieved. He has become a jivan muktaha. So body is unnecessary. It is redundant. It is not contributory. It is as good. It is disposable now. Just as a dry leaf is disposable to the tree, even when it is sticking to the tree. Actually, we always see this. The dry leaf would not immediately fall. It continues to be in the tree for some time as a dry leaf without any contribution. Similarly, this body has been burned. It is dried up. In the case of the leaf, it is the sunlight or heat that is parching up the leaf. But in the case of a jnani, what is doing that job? Chidagnina dagdham. It has been dried up. Dried up means dagdham. By what? By the agni, the fire of knowledge, self-knowledge. Here the word chit does not mean the atma, the chaitanyam. Here it means chit, the atma jnanam, the vritti jnanam, self-knowledge, which has made the body dry. And so he can afford to lose it at any time. Tat, tat means shariram, vapuhu. Vapuhu shariram. Prageva. Prageva means even before his physical death, it is already burned. Because what? He got knowledge. When he is alive itself, he has made the body redundant. He has packed up the body and is ready to dispose. You know, as we keep the garbage outside for disposal, this person, jnani, whatever he has to achieve in terms of gaining self-knowledge, he has already got. So the body he has packed up, he has bundled up and is ready to dispose it off. Tat chidagnina dagdham. Shloka 557. Sadatmani brahmani tishtato munehe purnadvayanandamatatmana sadam nadeshakaladyuchita pratiksha twangmamsa vitpinda visarjanaya. Another song which is, by reading it itself, you feel so depressed about the body. It's a beautiful concept that the Lord has given various things for our use, various types of relationships, etc. And He will take them all back also. And before that, I should have accomplished what I am supposed to accomplish using all these that the Lord has given me. That is why we say that they are all means. None of them is an end. Body is means. Relationships are. House is. Job is. Whatever you do, they are all only means given by Bhagavan. Bhagavan will come undeclared one day. He will not give us notice and take them all back. If we have accomplished the means, used it in the right manner, our job is over. Our purpose of life has been accomplished. And so, when Bhagavan takes the body away, there is no struggle, there is no strain, there is no stress. It is the smoothest affair for the Lord. And for us also. Otherwise, it becomes a terrible thing. Even imagining death becomes terrible. In fact, every loss becomes a pain for us in life after a particular period. Everything is going to be gradually lost alone. Each faculty, even our own physical faculties, eyesight, teeth, whatever, our relationships, possessions, everything is going to be lost gradually. If that should not become a tragedy, even the very discussion of the topic is frightening for people, then what to talk of actual events? First, we should be able to comfortably discuss that topic and not get frightened. And thereafter alone, the actual event will not be a frightening event. If anything is lost, we won't get frightened by that. And therefore, Shankaracharya, as the guru, he says here, Sadatmani Brahmani Tishtataha Munehe. This Muni, this wise person, he is not holding on to the body at all. He has used it to his benefit. He has gained self-knowledge using this body and accomplished what he has to do. Therefore, he is not holding on to the body anymore. But he is holding on to what? Something permanent, something eternal, Sadatma. Aham Brahmasmi Atma Swarupaha Sat Atma. That means Sat Swarupe Brahmani. Therefore, instead of holding on to Shariram, the body, he is holding on to Brahman and Bhagavan. Bhagavan will not snatch away that Atma, because he cannot snatch the Atma. Bhagavan cannot snatch the Atma. So, it is not snatchable. It is all pervading also. So, hold on to the unsnatchable Atma, not the snatchable Shariram. Don't hold on to the body. So, Sadatmani, Brahmani, Tishtaha. Tishtaha means holding on to or abiding by, owning up. So, Munehe, therefore only for this Muni, Purna Advaya Ananda Atmanaha Tishtataha. Abiding in Brahman. And what does he enjoy? Atmana. As Ananda Rupaha, Purna Rupaha, the total fulfillment is what he is enjoying. Advaya. Advaya means non-dual. Dvaya is dual. Advaya non-dual. Anandamaya Atmana. Here Anandamaya. Anandamaya is used in the sense of Ananda Swarupa. But not the Anandamaya Kosha. Because we dealt with all the Pancha Koshas earlier. Anandamaya Kosha is one of the Pranamaya Kosha, Annamaya Kosha, all that Anandamaya Kosha. This is not Anandamaya Kosha. This is Ananda Swarupaha. So the word Maya, that must be translated as Maya. Maya should be translated as Swarupam. So Advaya Ananda Swarupa Atmana. I am happy even without the body. He is ready to give up the body anytime. And Purnaha, which is ever fulfilled, lacking nothing in life, Sadatishtaha, ever he remains in that. So the wise man always remains in that awareness. And therefore, naturally, na pratiksha, he does not have any expectations at all. No conditions for the fall of the body. When should the body die? Where should it die? He does not have any condition at all. Unlike, you know, an Ajnani who has a big list. Before he dies, he has so much of list. I want to finish this and this and this, all that before I die. And not only he wants to complete various jobs, he also has specifications with regard to his time of death, place of death. I want to die in Uttarayanam. You know, I want to die in Kashi. Because in the scriptures, it is said certain places and times are good if somebody dies. Ekadashi, Dwadashi, those tithis, somebody wants to die. Kashi places, and therefore the people are worried about the time, the place of death, all that. Whereas this jnani, na pratiksha, he has no expectations whatsoever with respect to the desha, the place, marana desha, the place of death, and na kala, the time of the whatever time, what type of kala it is, whether it is uchita kalam, uchita means a favorable time, uchita should be connected with uchita desha also, appropriate place of death, appropriate time, adi, etc. So all those things. So is the death smooth or the death violent? He has no expectations, na pratiksha, with respect to his death. And Shankaracharya is defining maranam also, what is death? And if you understand the definition, in fact, we will really welcome that to some extent. He says, what is marana? Marana is giving up the body. Okay. And we will say that giving up the body is a tragedy. Because that's what generally people think. Because the body has been serving me all the time. Body is something that I preciously value. This is the thing that I have been knowing right from birth. So I clean it, I bathe it, I scent it. I do so many things to that. I dress it. So Shankaracharya says, what is this body? He has told this earlier also, but here also he is saying, Tvang Mamsa with Pinda Visarjanaya. It is a pindam, it is a bundle of mamsam, flesh. That too, you know, petrifying flesh, skin, bone, all those things. And not only that, in the stomach, Vit means the fecal matter. That is what is there. Malam, mutram, all those things. All kinds of impurities are there, which you do not want to go anywhere nearby when it is outside. But we do not think that those very things are carried carefully inside. And we want to protect it. We want to send this body. One has to explain it. Then only one can understand. That's why Acharya, he goes to this extent even to explain it. Therefore, Twag, Mamsa, Vit, Palam, Mutram, all those things. So Pinda means a bundle. So it is a garbage bundle of all these excretions and all that. Tasya Visarjanaya. For giving up that body, he need not seek an auspicious time or an auspicious place. Suppose there is some impurity in the house, or sometimes, you know, some birds, they drop, they fall on the head or somewhere, or body. And for example, if it is on a Sunday or whatever it is, and the time, let us say, 4:45 in the evening, and 4:45, 5 o'clock, you know, it dropped something on you. And normally, they think 4:30 to 6 on a Sunday is a Rahu Kalam. It's not supposed to be an auspicious time. Will this person say that this is not a good time to remove that? Sooner it is cleaned, the better. He wants to get rid of that impurity as quickly as he can. He is not looking for time. He is not looking for place, for anything. So Shankaracharya asks, what auspicious time is there to remove the malamutra ban, the body consisting of all these impurities? The earlier it is better. Actually, he is just trying. He is saying it in such language, essentially to see whether at least a bit of vairagyam can come to us because of all this. At least to create some vairagyam, he uses this language. Twag mamsa pinda visarjanayam. Finally, it means maranam. So, shariratyagaha. Shariratyagaha means giving up the body. And for that, na pratiksha vartate. He does not look forward to any particular time or any particular place. Shloka 558. Dehasya moksho no mokshaha na dandasya kamandaloho avidyat kridaya granthi moksho moksho yatastataha. Check once more. So, Acharya here beautifully says, before death actually comes, we should have completely given up our attachment to the body. So that the death is the smoothest affair. And the giving up of the attachment alone is called moksha. Moksha means giving up. Therefore, you need not give up anything in life, but give up the attachment to the body. And remember, through the body, attachment to the surrounding things also, surround the beings around us, the relationships, possessions. So this raga, asha, pasha, all those, giving up alone, all of them, that is called moksha. So here the teacher says, moksha does not rest in giving up danda or kamandalu. You know, the sannyasi has a danda, a stick, and kamandalu, he has all of them. Moksha is not giving them up. One can have them or dispose them, doesn't matter. They have nothing to do with moksha. Therefore, presence and absence of body has nothing to do with moksha. Presence and absence of danda, the stick, or kamandalu, the water pot, rudraksha, mala, they all have nothing to do with moksha. Therefore, he says, danda, kamandalu, kashaya vastram are all external paraphernalia of a sannyasi. Do not be obsessed with them. Then what should one be interested in? The teacher says, the real moksha is avidya granthi moksha. Concentrate on the mind, the thinking pattern of the mind, how we look at ourselves and the world, how we respond to situations, how the mind reacts, that mental condition, that is the only thing that we have to see. And the mental problem is hridaya avidya granthi. Hridaya means mind. Avidya granthi. Granthi is a knot. Avidya is ignorance. Avidya granthi means the knot of ignorance. The knot which joins two things which cannot be normally joined. The normal rope, you know, if it joins two things through a tie, when you tie a knot, the normal rope joins two things which can be joined. You can tie them together. But avidya, ignorance, is such a unique knot, it brings together two things which can never be joined. And which are the two things? I, the asanga atma, I, the atma swarupam, asangaha, and the entire anatma prapancha, the entire universe. So the asanga atma, myself, my real nature, and the entire anatma prapancha, I can never have any relationship. I, the atma, cannot have any relationship at all. Because of ignorance, I develop relationship with everything, including this body. This relationship is the knot, knot, K-N-O-T, knot, which is caused by avidya, ignorance. And once this knot is destroyed, I know I am asangaha asmi. And therefore he says, avidya grantihi, the knot of ignorance, which combines the atma and anatma. Anatma is the prapancha. And that is called hridaya grantihi, because ignorance is located in the buddhi. Hridayam here means buddhi. That is why we say the problem is intellectual problem. And so the solution also should be intellectual only. And this intellectual clarity is called mokshaha. You know how Acharya tries to define mokshaha in so many different ways. So, avidya hridaya grantihi moksha. So, dropping all the false notions, they are all called knots, that alone is moksha. So, concentrate on the shastraic study and drop the false notion. All the others are only supportive. The main thing is what? Is developing the clarity and dropping the false notion. It is only an intellectual exercise. There is nothing physical involved. Shloka 559. Kulyaya matanadhyam vam shivakshetre pi chatvare parnam patati chetena tarokinnu shubhashubham. So once this hridaya granthi is broken, this ignorance, once it is broken, it is gone. As I told, it is not a physical event, it is an intellectual event. And all the false notion, they are all dropped silently in the mind. So many misunderstandings, they all get cleared with right understanding. So it is a very silent event only. And when silently, then because normally when you snap a physical knot, it may make a sound, you know, when you break it. Whereas here, there is no such thing. So when silently the knot is snapped, what really happens? I look upon the body not as something related to me at all. But this body is an integral part of this universe, this anatma prapancha. It belongs to, and it does not, it is not something connected to me also. And since this body is an integral part of the universe, it has to go through its own stages. The body is born, it grows, it decays, it falls. One day it has to vanish. That's what, you know, this we have all seen earlier. Asti, it was there in the potential form, in the womb of the mother. Jayate, it is born. Vardate, it grows. Viparinamate, it changes. Apakshiyate, decays and dies. Vinashyati. So this is a natural process. There is no question of any tragedy in this event at all. That is one of the most natural phenomena. So Shankaracharya compares this to a leaf growing. And the tree, it fades in color, it dries up and it falls. And it is so natural that one does not call it a tragedy at all. Even a tree does not look upon it as a tragic event. Just as nothing happens to the tree when the dry leaf falls, similarly, nothing happens to a jnani when he dried up the body. Dried up body means what? The body which has gone through various stages of life. That body falls. Even death is not a tragedy for a jnani. Therefore, he says, kulyayam parnam patati. Parnam means a dry leaf in the tree, of a tree. This dry leaf sometimes falls to in the kulya. Kulya means a canal or a ditch, a small stream. Or nadhyam, in the nadi, the dry leaf may fall in a river, a sacred river it may be. Or Shivakshetre, the dry leaf may fall in a Shiva temple also. Or Chatvare, the courtyard of the house also. No one considers this as a big event. The leaf can fall anywhere. And there are billions and billions of leaves in the tree. Similarly, in the universal trees, there are trillions and trillions of bodies. And this happens ordinarily, day to day, every minute. Why do you make it such a big event? It is nothing for a jnani at all. So chatvareva parnam patati, the leaf falls. Taroho kim, what happens to the tree? Nothing happens to the tree. That means nothing happens. Similarly, the fall of the body, the whole world may celebrate that jnani is in samadhi. Oh, they may say all those things. And the samadhi day, they may celebrate. They may do puja, they may do samaradhana, they may do all those things. Not that the jnani wants any of them. The world wants to get inspired through that, all that celebrations and thinking of the jnani, and generally they do not get inspired most of the time, just to keep it and forget and get back to dehabhimana again, attachment to the body again. Maximum maybe 2 days, you know, Vedanta. Normally they call it, you know, the smashana vairagyam, you know, or purana vairagyam, you know, somebody is dead. So they say Ramanam Satyaha and all that thing, take him to the cremation ground and all, cremate him. So they always will talk, oh, what is there, you know, life is also uncertain, all that thing. And they cremate him, come back again, get back to the same old rot. Or they listen to some purana, you know, purana vairagyam. In the purana again, all those stories come again. After listening to that, they say, oh, life is also anityam, everything. That also stays maybe for a day or two and that's it. Thereafter, again back to all the relationship and headache and all those things. So back to square one. Therefore, jnani does not expect this body to be treated in this way or that way. He doesn't care. Tarohom shubhashubham kim. It is neither shubham mangalam or ashubham amangalam. This is for a tree. And this you have to extend to the universal tree and the body or atma and the body. So, shloka 560. Patrasya pushpasya phalasya nashavade dehendriya pranadiyam vinashaham naivatmana swasya sadatmakasya anandakriter vrikshavatasti chaishaham. Dehendriya pranadiyam vinashaha. So the end of the anatma is not a very big event at all, either positively or negatively for a jnani. It is like the fall of a patra or a pushpa or palam. Patram, you know, leaf, or a pushpam, a flower, or palam, a fruit from the tree. And similarly, when the season comes, the flowers fall, the ripened fruit falls from the tree. Nashavate, their fall, how it is looked up? In the same way, deha indriya prana parana diyam vinashaha. The end of the deha, deha means the body and the indriyas, all the sense organs, prana, the end of prana. Similarly, diyam, diya, di means mind. All these are anatma, and their vinasha, their end, their disappearance is exactly like patra, pushpa, pala, vinashaha from a tree. And how jnani is able to accept all these things? Now as we are reading this, we are ourselves shaken. How to accept all this? How jnani is able to treat this objectively? Because he looks at them from a different plane, from a higher plane. That is the only way to accept natural phenomenon. Because it cannot be stopped. Lord said in the Gita, Tasmatim aparihar ethem natvam shochitum arhasi. If they cannot be stopped, what is the only way? I have to raise my level, and from that level, these events should become insignificant. This is called abhibhavaha. We have used this earlier, this particular term. We explained it also earlier. So when the sun rises, the stars are not destroyed. They are still there in the sky. Even now, but they have become insignificant because of a more powerful sunlight. Therefore, the only way to withstand all these natural events is raise our level. Look at the very thing from a different perspective. And what is the perspective? Atmanaha swasya. I am sthula sukshma karana shariraat vitirittaha atma asmi. I am different from this cross body, the subtle body, the causal body. I am different from all of them. I am Atma. Sadatmakasya, who is the nature of the very existence, who is of the nature of the very consciousness, Chaitanyam. And in this Satchidananda Atma, me, which is like a screen, the universe of bodies, they appear and disappear as in the movie screen. Movie screen is wherever it is. Nothing is affecting the screen. But so many things happen. Hurricanes happen, thunder, fire, so many tragedies, comedies, everything happens on the screen. They appear and disappear like a movie on the movie screen. For the screen, no event is a tragedy or comedy. It is not affected by their arrival or departure. Vishwam darpana drishyamana nagari tulyam. That is what Acharya said in Dakshinamurti Stotram. And one may think that is a very difficult thing. But this is the only way. There is no other way to overcome this. Because death, old age, separations, disease, they cannot be stopped. We cannot resist them. Therefore, since they are natural phenomenon, one way is to raise our level of understanding. So he says, Swasyam Atmanaha Sadatmakasya Naiva Anandaha Kritehe. Who is of the nature of Ananda? It is not a miserable, dry Atma. I am Satchidananda Swarupaha. I am Ananda Swarupaha. And for that Atma, Vinashaha Nasti. Naiva Vinashaha Asti. There is no destruction for that Atma at all. No Vinasha. So, Yeshaha Vrikshavati Asti. Just as the tree continues to exist, even when the leaves fall, the flowers fall, the fruits fall, producing fresh leaves and fruits, in the same way, I, the Atma, am like a tree, in whom new bodies are generated. Mayeva Sakalam Jatam, Mayi Sarvam Pratishtitam. So, all those things, new generations of bodies are created, and therefore I should not think of any loss at all. Vrikshavat asti continues to exist. This Atma continues to exist like a tree. Exists like a tree, unaffected by the loss of flowers or fruits or leaves. Sloka 561. Prajnana gana ityatma lakshanam satya suchakam. Anudhya upatikasyaiva kathayanti vinashanam. So in this and in the next shloka, Shankaracharya is answering a possible technical doubt, if at all that doubt comes to us, from a statement occurring in the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. For that we should have read that first. Anyway, let us assume that it is raised there. It occurs actually in the 4th chapter of the 5th Brahmanam, the 13th mantra of the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, and that mantra says, Yetebhyo bhutebhyaha samuttaya tanyeva anuvinashyati na pretya sanyasti. So that is what that mantra says. Pretya means after maranam of a jnani, sanya nasti. There is no consciousness. That is what Upanishad say. That is after the maranam of a jnani, there is no consciousness. So after the death, Sanyam, so Chaitanyam Jnanam Nasti. Sanyam is Chaitanyam or Jnanam Nasti. That is not there. That is a statement. That means what? According to the Upanishads, consciousness also dies at the time of death. And consciousness is what? Atma. Atma is Chidrupaha, Jnana Rupaha. That means Atma Chaitanyam, according to Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, this particular statement is not eternal. That is also perishable. But in the previous shloka, what the statement was given? Vrikshavad asti chaishaha. Asti. So like the tree which continues after the fall of the leaves. So similarly, the jnani, the atma, continues even after the fall of the body-mind complex. So the doubt will be what? How do you say Atma Chaitanyam continues when the Upanishad says, has talked about the end of Chaitanyam or consciousness? That is the doubt. For that, the teacher gives the answer. The Upanishad uses the word consciousness in two different meanings. One is the original consciousness, which is called Bimba Chaitanyam. All these arguments we have gone through in detail earlier many times. So I am just only brushing them up so that we know we will be in the same page. So the original consciousness is called the Bimba Chaitanyam, and the other one is called the reflected consciousness, reflected in the mind-body-mind complex, which is called Pratibimba Chaitanyam. So original Chaitanyam, original consciousness, and reflected Chaitanyam, reflected consciousness, Bimba and Pratibimba Chaitanyam. So like for example, if you have a mirror in front of your face, and one is Bimba Mukham, the face that you see, Bimba Mukham, and another is the face that you have, Bimba Mukham, and the Pratibimba Mukham is the reflection that you see in the mirror. And Bimba Mukham is on your shoulders, the original Mukham is on your shoulders, the Pratibimba Mukham is in the mirror. And of these two, when for example the mirror collapses, it destroyed, it falls down, what happens? The Pratibimba Mukham, the reflection, reflected face also gets destroyed when the mirror is the reflecting medium. So when the reflecting medium is destroyed, the Pratibimbam, the reflection also is destroyed. So Pratibimba Mukham is Nashyam, Anityam, but Bimba Mukham continues. But one thing is, Bimba Mukham, the original face, one will never see. I can never see my own face. You can see what? Only the reflected face with the help of a mirror. The original face is not visible to my own eyes. My eyes cannot see my own face. Similarly, the Upanishad says, as long as the mind is there, Pratibimba Chaitanyam is there, but when the Jnani dies, the body-mind complex goes, the reflecting medium goes, the original consciousness will be there, but the reflected consciousness will not be there. The reflected consciousness alone we call in a located living being. It is based on the Pratibimba alone, the reflected consciousness reflected in the body-mind complex, the reflecting medium. And therefore, Shankaracharya says, do not get mixed up with the Pratibimba Chaitanyam, the reflected consciousness, and the Bimba Chaitanyam, the original consciousness. Upanishad makes it very clear that the original consciousness is imperishable. So he says, Prajnana Ghanaha Iti Atma Lakshanam Satya Suchakam. Upanishad uses actually two words. One is Prajnana Ghanaha, which refers to the original consciousness. The word Sanya refers to the reflected consciousness. So Prajnana Ghanaha is the original consciousness. So the other one is the reflected consciousness. Original consciousness is imperishable. Reflected consciousness is perishable. That is how it has to be differentiated and understood. Therefore, do not get mixed up. Prajnana Ghanaha iti Atma Lakshanam. The real definition of Atma is given, which is Satya Suchakam, which reveals the real nature of Atma. So Anudhya, after talking original consciousness, Aupadikasya Vinashanam. Later the Upanishad talks about the destruction of the Upadhi. Upadhi is the medium. Destruction of the reflected consciousness. Aupadika means Pratibimba Chaitanyam, which is otherwise called Sanya. Tasya, for that reflected consciousness, Vinashanam Katayanti. The Upanishad talks about the end. And how do you know that reflected consciousness alone dies? How do you say original consciousness does not die? He says, you are reading Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, the 13th shloka, that is what we just read. But the 14th shloka of Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, the next mantra itself, the Upanishads has clarified, and therefore Shankaracharya refers to that mantra in the next shloka that we will read. Shloka 562. Avinashiva are ayam atmeti shruti ratmanaha bravitya vinashitvam vinashyat suvikarishu. So Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, the 4th chapter, 5th Brahmana, 14th mantra, Are, I am Atma Avinashi. That's what it says. This is the well-known Maitreyi Brahmana in the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. This is one of the most important, very significant section in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. And there the mantra is, Sahovacha Nava Areham Moham Bravimi Avinashiva Are Matmanuchitti Dharma. That is what the Upanishad Vakyam is there in the 14th mantra. So it is in the form of a dialogue between Yajnavalkya Maharishi and his wife Maitreyi. And the Upanishad itself considers the Brahmanam so significant that it is repeated in two places, in the second chapter also and in the fourth chapter also, with slight modification. And that is what is quoted here. That is why the word Are means Yajnavalkya is addressing his wife, Are Maitreyi. That is how he is addressing her. So, Are Maitreyi, O Maitreyi, I am Atma Avinashi. This Atma, it does not die at all. It cannot die at all. That is, when I talked about the destruction of consciousness earlier, in the previous mantra, I meant reflected consciousness. Whereas the original consciousness will continue. Then, in the Brahadaranyaka Upanishad, you know, the word Anuchitya Dharma, Atma's essential nature, the consciousness is Anuchittihi, without destruction. So, according to Vedanta, consciousness does not die. Therefore, in a dead body, when scientists analyze the brain and the brain is inert, it does not mean consciousness is gone. These are all very shocking factors to us. According to Vedanta, it means the brain has lost its capacity to manifest consciousness. Not that brain may be dead physically, but that means it has lost its capacity to reflect consciousness. Consciousness does not die. Exactly like a fused bulb. Behind the fused bulb, electricity is still there, but the bulb has lost its ability to manifest electricity. Therefore, a dead brain is like a fused brain, and it has lost its capacity to manifest consciousness. So, dead body also has consciousness. Table also, this table, it also has consciousness. Thus, consciousness is everywhere. Consciousness, Chaitanyam, is everywhere. And that consciousness, that Chaitanyam, I am. So, Anuchitya Dharma Are Maitreyi Iti Shrutihi. In this manner, it is a quote here. So, up to Atma, Va is an emphasis. Atma Va. Va is emphasis. Definitely, doubtlessly. That's what it means. So, scientists, they find it, you know, very difficult to believe because they think that consciousness is generated from matter, like a generator producing electricity. That is the materialistic view, Charvaka's view. Vedantic view is what? Matter does not generate. Chit manifests the already existent consciousness. It only, matter does not generate consciousness at all. It only manifests, matter only manifests the already existent consciousness. So, if you use the word generator, you are a materialistic person. If you say it is the manifester, then you are Vedantic person. That is all the difference. Iti Shrutihi Abravid. This is what Shruti, they declare. The Shruti mentions. Avinashitvam. Avinashitvam is the eternity, the imperishability of the Atma. In this manner, so in this statement, and this Atma eternally continues even when Vinashyastu Vikarisho. When everything else in the creation is constantly decaying and dying. Everything is decaying and dying, including the body. So Vikarisho, Vikari means it's a product. So right from Akasha, you know, space, everything is product only. Because according to Vedanta, Akasha also, space also is a product. The subtlest form of generated product is Akasha. So it is unbelievable because according to Shastra, Akasha is the subtlest or the very subtle form of matter which is generated, and even the Akasha will be destroyed. Science is trying to understand that concept now, how Akasha can be destroyed. So, when all these, including space, they all die, Vikarishu Vinashyastu. There is only one thing which is unaffected by time and space. And what is that? The witness of the arrival and departure of space. And we know who witnesses the arrival and departure of space. I, the Chaitanyam, the Atma Chaitanyam. And when do I witness? This we do it every day. When do I witness? When I go to sleep, in deep sleep state, you need not wait for pralayam, the Mahapralayam or anything. Bhagavan gives mini pralayam every day, very often, in the form of sleep. And when this mini pralayam takes place, the whole universe, along with space, it disappears. In sleep, you do not have space at all. Again, you wake up in dream, dream space arrives. In waking, waking space arrives. So space and time, they arrive and depart. Maya kalpita deshakala kalana vaichitri chitri kritham. Dakshinamurti Sutram again. And who am I? I am the witness consciousness, Chaitanyam, of even the perishable space. And that I, how can I die? In sleep, time is not there. That is why once you sleep, you do not know what is the time. So even the death of time, I witness as the witness consciousness. How can I be conditioned by time or space? Shloka 563. These concepts all we have seen in detail earlier, but this is the parting advice by the teacher. Pashana vriksha trina dhanya kadankaradhya dagdha bhavanti himrudeva yatha tataiva dehendriya sumana adi samasta drishyam jnana agni dagdha mupayati paratma bhavam. So Acharya says here, after assimilating Vedanta, we should look at the natural phenomenon of creation in a totally different perspective. And what is that? I am the only eternal drik. Drik means the observer. We have mentioned earlier about the drik drishya viveka, the observer consciousness drik. I am like the screen of a movie, and the whole creation, including time, space, objects, relationships, including my own body mind complex also, they are all what? They are all drishyam. I am the drik, chaitanyam drik. They are all drishyam and have to constantly and violently they all change. Since this change also is an integral part of the drishya prapancha, objectively witnesses, I objectively witness all these changes without judging whether it is favorable or unfavorable. Just neutrally, objectively, the consciousness chaitanyam, I watch. When Lord Krishna's family in the Bhagavatam, the Yadava Kulam, the entire race of Yadavas, they were all fighting among themselves, one another. They were killing each other because of some curse from some sage. And Lord Krishna also felt that Yadavas have become adharmic and they all have to die. He himself witnessed the whole family destroying each other and dying. And Bhagavatam describes that the Lord watched neutrally with a smile, because paritranaya sadunam vinashaya chadushkritam dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. So at the right time, things should appear and disappear. The moment I judge, I will not be able to accept certain changes at all. I should just only witness. Therefore, here the Acharya says, watch the drama. Watch the violent giant wheel in motion. Pashana vriksha trina dhanya katankara adyaha. So, pashana means stone. Vriksha is a tree. Trinam is a grass. Dhanya is a grain. And katankara means straw. So, in some book, actually, this kadambara is also the kadambara. Kada means a mat. And ambara means a dress. So both meanings are okay. So all these dagdaha, when they are all burned, they merge into what? Mrit. Mrit means mud. When they are all destroyed, they all merge into mud. Similarly, everything in the creation also have to merge into mud. Coming from mud, it has to go back to mud alone. Or goes to ashes. Mridevahi bhavanti. That is why we are putting, you know, the Vibhuti or the Vaishnavas, they put Thiruman, Kavi, all that. They tell the natural phenomenon of everything rising from mud and going back to mud. They are not destroyed because matter cannot be produced or destroyed. Then what happens to them? They become the very cause itself. From where they came from, they go back. Mrideva bhavanti. They become the mud of or the earth, because the earth happens to be their cause. So, karyam nashakale karane liyate. They all become that. So, if this is so, at the time of videha mukti, when the body is gone, the same phenomenon happens. Dehendriya sumana adi samasta drishyam. The entire drishya prapancha, the universe, the objective universe that we see, the universe that is the object of my consciousness or my nature, what are they? Deha, Indriya, Asu, Manaha, Deha. Deha means the physical body. Indriya means all the sense organs. Asu means Panchaprana, Manaha and all that things. And Manaha is the Panchaprana, Manaha is Antakarna. Panchaprana, Prana, Apana, Vyana, Udana, Samana, they are the Asu. And Manaha means the Antakaranam, the inner equipment. Mano, Buddhi, Chitta, Ahankara, all those four. And all of them are Drishyam. Drishyam means Samastha Drishyam. And therefore, Anatma, and they are all Anatma. And therefore, they are Mithya. They are Anatma, so they are Mithya. And they are all burned by a special fire. In the example, the trees, clothes, etc. are burned by the local fire, the Agni. But at the time of Videha Mukti, the whole creation is burned by another fire. And what is that fire? Jnana Agni Dagdham. Burned by the fire of knowledge. Jnana Agni Dagdham Samastha Drishyam. Jnana fire has burned not one thing, but two things we can say. One is burning the ignorance, and also anything that is born out of ignorance called unreal or mithya. So all the mithya, the entire mithya prapancha also is burned, and also ignorance. So anything that comes under ajnanam or mithya prapancha, all can be burned by only one thing, namely jnanam. And therefore, the samastha drishya prapanchaha jnana agnina dagdham. And when they are burned, where do they go? When we wake up from dream, the knowledge that I am a waker, that burns down the entire swapna prapancha. When I was dreaming, I had so many dreams, all that. The moment I wake up, the entire swapna prapancha is, it burned down. Very waking process burns or destroys the entire swapna prapancha. And when it is burned, where does it go? It goes back to the same place from where it came. And what is the source? It arose out of me. The entire swapna prapancha came out of me, and finally it dissolves into me also when I wake up. And therefore, jnana agni dagdham sarvam paramatma bhavam upayati. So it merges into my own higher nature, paramatma bhavam, turiya swarupam, brahma swarupam. So actually, if people remember the Tattva Bodha lectures, Vishwa and Virat, Taijasa and Hiranyagarbha, Prajna and even Ishwara, all of them, they resolve into Turiyam, which is the only Satyam Brahma. This is based on the well-known Mundaka Upanishad also, Mundaka Upanishad Mantra, in the third chapter, because Acharya uses various mantras from various Upanishads to communicate all these ideas to us. Gata Kala Pancha Dasha Pratishta Devascha Sarve Prati Devatasum Karmani Vijnana Mayascha Atma Parevyaye Sarva Yekhi Bhavanti. The whole creation merges into me. And this is called Videha Mukti. I don't know whether... Maybe I'll stop here. If I take another shloka, it may be a little more time. So I'll stop here. Yo Veda Dausvara Prokto Vedante Cha Pratishtitaha Tasya Prakatilinasya Yaparasa Maheshwaraha Shri Krishna Arpanamastu.